VOC Breakfast. Weekdays, 7 to 9 a.m.
7:21 on VOC Breakfast, the 91.3 FM. Across South Africa, consumers are still being inundated with unwanted spam emails, SMSs and calls, even from companies they've explicitly asked to stop. Despite safeguards provided by the Consumer Protection Act and the Protection of Personal Information, or POPI Act, numerous businesses and telemarketing agencies continue to disregard these unsubscribe requests. Joining us on the line to help us understand what it is that we can do and what should be happening is Ms. Alison Tiley. She's the member of the Information Regulator. Alison, good morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning.
Speak to us about what it is, I guess, in terms of, firstly, the law and from your perspective as the information at the information regulator, what it is that we need to understand about telemarketers or these direct marketing agencies.
Well, I think that the first thing is just to say that I agree that it's incredibly frustrating. And I think it's frustrating for us as a regulator as well. The difficulty is that, you know, while we do have the legislation and we do have mechanisms for enforcement, the behavior continues. So yes, you know, I completely agree and sympathize. We do have the legislation. You are supposed to ask for consent to market to people. If they're not a customer of yours, if they haven't already consented to it, and if you ask people to stop, they should stop. What we've done as the regulator is we've tried to make the system for complaining a little bit simpler, and you'll find that if you go to our website, we've launched what we call iSupport, which is a single point of contact for the public. So whether it's, you know, you need to learn more or you need assistance or you've got questions, this iSupport offers a single point of contact. And we're hoping that will help people complain more easily, because we really do want people to complain so we can take action, and I think also help people figure out how POPI works, because I think it's early days. I think people still are figuring out how it works, and we're hoping that will make a contribution to really stopping these marketers from abusing people's information.
I guess there's also various elements to this. There's one, the element of perhaps signing up to competitions and, asking for a quote for an insurance company, perhaps, and then that insurance company retaining your information and then bothering you further down the line, or as part of terms and conditions and entering a competition, perhaps, that your data is essentially shared. I think what the frustrating part is for many people is, one, where perhaps, yes, I had entered a competition through company X, but I'm getting a call from company X, Y, and Z soliciting me for information, and with sort of being unclear in terms of what it is or how it is that they've got my details, and at times even misrepresenting who they are calling on behalf of.
I think that's something that, you know, we're mindful of, is that there are so many attempts to defraud people. You know, your listeners will be familiar with the term phishing, spelt with a PH, which is where people use your personal information to contact you and then try to get you to click on a link in order to defraud you. So it's not just the annoyance, it's also that it is, you know, really dangerous. And we really need to report these things. And as the regulator, we do try and take all the steps that we can in order to make sure that, you know, the processing stops. If you give permission to process my personal information for a competition, it doesn't mean that you're giving, you know, your consent for that person to then process that information for a whole bunch of other things. You've only agreed to processing for that one thing. So, you know, that really isn't the basis for then, as you say, that company and then a bunch of other companies just contacting you.
Yeah. Can I perhaps also ask you about the status of the draft regulations around the opt-out registry, as I understand it? Tell us a bit more about what that is and what the status of those regulations are.
So that is being done in terms of the consumer protection legislation. So it's not being done in terms of Poppy. So as the regulator, we don't have sight of how that process is continuing. But it does seem to be an initiative that will really make it more difficult for people to do this kind of direct marketing and abuse people's information. So we are waiting with interest to see the legislation, the regulations, when they are published.
Oh, I'm sure many of them are, as I am, and many of many out in the country are, frustrated by these constant calls. Is this something that we can do, or is this something that we have to live with?
No. I hope we don't have to live with this. A lot of people agree and shout and hang up, but actually, it's really helpful at that point is to say, you know, I do not consent to this processing of my personal information. You must remove me from your database. So I think that's the thing that people need to say rather than maybe, you know, just get angry about it. But then the second thing is, if you go to inforegulator.org.za, we have our complaints form up there. It's really simple. It's really easy to fill in. It's filled in on, you know, online, so it's submitted to us immediately. And, you know, then from there, we can take steps in terms of the legislation and try and put a stop to this. Mm.
How do we then do the same with robocallers, especially those AI-generated voices that we more recent times have been hearing?
Yes, that's a problem. Obviously, you can't tell them not to call you. But the same in terms of lodging a complaint. And, you know, if we have those complaints, then we can act. We can't do anything without the complaint being launched.